Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Tom Masecker. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out the new, today we're going to have a brand new video up there a little bit later today. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the archives of our show, the articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. We have a new poll question every week. We ask a different question, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, our mobile site is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And it works great, too, by the way. Tom Masecker, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for 11 great years. Happy anniversary. This is your 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate all the time you've given us. The new book, which isn't out yet, is called The Business of Belief. The most recent one, though, that's actually they can hold in their hand is Opportunity Screams, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is. It is. In that book, there's a model, and the final step of the model is to create belief. So, you know, I've had requests for more information on the concept of belief, so I thought I'd dig as deep as I could into understanding that concept. And trust me, there is no definition of why we believe what we believe. It doesn't exist, because mm-hmm. belief is a very complex notion. Very complex.
Well, one of the things that I think small business owners should do to accomplish this, a connection with customers, and that's what we need to be talking about. I want to talk about in this segment, Tom, is how do we take what we know about belief and convert it into connection? I'm not going to say convert it into business. We that's what we want, but I believe today no small business is going to be successful trying to drive sales as their prime motivation. I think they're going to have to connect with people and then sell them. I think you're going to have to deliver values first and then contract. You begin with what you contribute and then you go to contract. And contributing values, those are things that people are attracted to. And it connects to what they believe, not just believe about what the product you sell, but what they believe about life, about human beings, about how they want to be treated, how they want people they do business with to behave in their neighborhood, in their communities. I know that sounds touchy-feely, and it's not exactly return on investment talk, but I do believe that that's the kind of thing that's going to help small business owners be successful in the long term. What do you think?
If that's what people want to believe. I hate to keep saying this, but if people want to buy McDonald's hamburgers, no small business in the world is going to take away their
that's
business.
That's exactly you. I completely agree. I agree with that.
So that's the first step to think about is, my customers want to believe what about what I do? And if you don't know what that is, mm-hmm. then you've got a problem. So you've got to start by believing in what you do, but you've got to go out there and find out, what do they desire to believe? Do you remember that Hertz, we try harder?
It was Avis, by the way.
Avis, whatever it is. But here's the point, right? I can't even remember.
They were number two, so they try harder. Avis did. Yeah.
All right, so guess what? The reason that worked is because people wanted to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to believe that there was a company out there that was really trying harder to become number one, and they were going to do things. Their experience was going to be improved because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your behaviors match what you're telling people, the communication, then you get people to believe. Because that's all belief is. It's something we think over and over again, reinforced by our perceptions and by our experiences.
Or told to us by people that we trust. And that's why.
That's perception.
And that's why. That's right. That's why what you just said is very true. We have to, our actions have to match our words, and that's part of authenticity. That's part of the authenticity thing. But, Tom, the thing that you mentioned McDonald's hamburger a minute ago, If you have a local diner and you and your hamburger is your best product, but it's not 99 cents, it's $5. You know, the good news is you don't have to sell a billion of those to be successful. And, right. all you have to do is find enough people who believe that your hamburger is worth $5. That's all you got to do.
Right. Jim, it's so simple that it's kind of scary because, like I said, you go back to belief, and then you throw in given my options in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So given my options in the marketplace of having lunch, I want to believe this about Joe's Hamburger Place. What mm-hmm. is it? But remember, people have lots of options. I've been talking about that's what's changed the marketplace, not the internet. Mm-hmm. The internet's had a profound effect. On transparency and on choice. But what has changed everything is the amount of options that are available to people. They're everywhere.
What I think technology and the internet has done, Tom, is it has caused the human factor a lot of people said the internet would dehumanize the world. I think it's caused the human factor to come up, to become even more valuable, more important. And that's the thing that small business owners have to get, because nobody can touch a human. Nobody can serve and connect with a human better than a small business can.
Very true.
How about your website again, please, Tom?
They can find everything at thebusinessofbelief.com.
Tom, you're going to keep coming back. We're going to continue to serialize your book on the show, aren't we?
As soon as it's done, you'll be the first one to
we're
get it.
We're going to keep getting it out of you. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. I'll see you next time. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.